Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, April 28, 2011. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time of the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. And during our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Now, we have a direct line if you're on a cell phone. It doesn't make any difference to most people. Our direct line is 646-652-4620. Take your choice. That's 646-652-4620. We would love to hear from you this morning. Any call, any subject is welcome. We also invite you to write me email with any of your concerns, your comments, and especially your criticisms and disagreements. This is where this station sets itself apart. We don't shunt people. In fact, many times I have had people who have disagreed with me be my guest on one of the shows, and they've done a terrific job. And believe me, I do not pull a Bill O'Reilly where I diss the person. We listen respectfully, and we usually have a great time. Sometimes we come in agreement, sometimes we leave in disagreement, but we always leave friends. So please, send your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton-Associates, that's Sutton-Associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, he has a free newsletter, a podcast, an audiocast, whatever they call it these days, and also a subscription service. They're all excellent, and I really recommend that you support Andy. He's a freedom fighter. He's a realist, and he's telling us what's going on. Without people like Andy, we would be in very, very deep trouble. Or we'd be left in the dark, let me put it that way. And there's many people like him, but Andy's particularly good, in my opinion. Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your listening convenience, and now Twitter, believe it or not. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. This morning's broadcast is entitled "We have met the enemy," and you know the rest of that. You've heard that expression, "We have met the enemy, and it is us." That could not be more true in today's day and age, probably as true as ever in history. When I say that, I think what happens is that everyone loves to believe something. They love to believe that the United States will pull out of this financial malaise. We'd love to believe that our president and our Congress are doing their job within the confines of the Constitution. We love to believe that the people that we voted for, you know, were really the best choice, and they're doing the right job. No one likes to admit that they did something wrong, and I'm right among them. I don't like to admit that I do anything wrong. Unfortunately, the number of wrongs that I make or screw-ups that I do every day is monumental, you know, and I have to be a realist, you know. For example, and I'll give you this as a silly example, but I think it probably will bring the point home. If someone buys a car, for example, or any expensive gadget or whatever, you know, item, and it really doesn't pan out very well, that person rarely will admit it, you know? If they buy a car and it's not all that good, they go, oh, it's a great car, you know, it's wonderful. You know, we hate to admit. Now, I'm not saying all the time, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying when we do that, you know, we do that to sort of protect ourselves. I mean, when we say we did something wrong, we're saying there's something wrong with me. I made the wrong decision. My mind doesn't work right. So we lock away, you know, any vestige of, you know, let me rethink that. This is what I did. You know, I bought this car. You know, it stops every other block. I think I may have not made the best choice in the world. It is a very, very difficult thing for us to do. I read somewhere some time ago that actually to make that hurdle requires a neurological change. It's like giving up a belief system. You don't say, oh, I don't believe in that anymore. I mean, it really, really hurts. And you know, you've heard me talk about people's belief systems and the problems that can cause. And let me give you an example. We all say that we believe something, and when we say we believe something, then we become adamant. We say, no, we know. And I'll give you a silly, very simple example. My wife and I leave the house. We're driving away. You know, we're a few miles away from the house. And she turned around to me. She said, did you lock the back door? Now, normally, I lock the back door before I leave. But, I mean, I have no recollection. I mean, I do it automatically. I go, well, I believe I did. Now, when I say that, when I say I believe that I locked the back door, what, realistically, to put all the fuzzy words aside, what, in fact, am I saying? Think about that for a second. What am I saying when I say that I believe I locked the back door? Well, you know the answer to that, but a lot of people don't want to admit it. When I say I believe, I'm saying I don't know. I really don't know. Now, if somebody said, well, I do know, damn it, don't tell me I didn't know. I said, all right. Would you bet $1,000 that back door was locked? And all of a sudden, well, maybe, you know, I could have left the keys in it. You know, all of a sudden we backtrack. Well, the fact is we don't know. And when we don't, when we say we believe, we don't know. We want it to be true. I want the back door. I'm 5 miles from the house. I don't want to drive back. I want to believe that back door is locked so no one can come in the house and take stuff. My stuff is, George Carlin used to say, it's all my stuff, you know. Maybe they should come in and take all this stuff. I'd be rid of it, you know. But, you know, I don't want to admit that. Now, that's a flaw in human nature, in my opinion. Because once we say we believe, we make it reality. Now, it could be true. It most likely is locked. Of course, I usually lock it. But there are times that I came back, and not only have I not locked the back door, but I left a set of keys in the lock. I mean, left the whole place open. I mean, it's possible. So it's when we say we believe, we don't know. And that's a problem here in the United States. We are a nation, believe it or not, of believers. Now you say, oh no, we're not God. I'm not talking about religion. Religion as well, by the way. When people say, well, God said this. I say, well, you do? You know that? Oh, absolutely. Good. Where? Well, on page so-and-so of this particular thing. Well, you don't know. I mean, you don't know who wrote that. You know, we don't know. We want to believe it's true. You know, it could be true. We don't know. We really don't know. And then this is where we part company. Everyone gets mad, hangs up. You know, I get all sorts of nasty mail. But you have to recognize that most of the time, we just don't know, folks. But we're a nation of believers. When I say believe, I'm not talking about religion, but that included. But in everything else, we want to believe. I'm a Democrat. I'm a damn good party. We're a party of the people, you know. You know, the Republicans are party of big corporations. All that stupid stuff. We really want to believe that. Now, the people in power, the people who own us, and I love the way George Carlin puts it. He said, look, folks. He said, there are people who run this country. They own everything. They're the big, big wheels of the corporations, the people who own the big corporations, they own the money supply. The big, 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 big people, not the managers or the general I'm talking about the big people. There are a few people who own this country. They own everything. And the only thing they want is more of it. And they're going to get that, and there's only one place they can get it from, and that's us. So be thankful with what you got, because it ain't going to get any better. And that's it. Whatever you got, that's what you got. And it's going to get worse, because these people, they want more. And there's only one place they can get it from, and that's you. We're screwed, and that's it. You better reconcile yourself to it. And he's right. He's absolutely correct. You know, there's a power, whatever they call it, the Illuminati, I don't care what you call it, the power brokers, the money people, the money changers of the world, or whatever, you know, I don't care what you call it, the Bilderberg group. But these people own us. And we do not want to believe that. And when we do not believe that, folks, we have truly met the enemy, and that enemy is us. Because once we believe, we don't know, we believe that these people, they're in there, we voted for them, they're how good, you know. Once we do that, we've abdicated all our responsibility to them, and we shouldn't be doing that. And we have done that in spades in America. We have met the enemy, folks. We have met the enemy. And we don't like looking in the mirror either. We don't like that. Just like I don't like to admit that the car that I bought is really a piece of junk, you know, and I'll defend it to the end of the earth. I'll defend it. It's a great car, blah, 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 you know. I just spent $23,000. It's got to be a great car. It doesn't run, but it's a great car. I got to believe. I can't make myself wrong. And it's about time we all looked in the mirror. Every one of us. Now, we can talk about issues upon issues upon issues upon issues till we are blue in the face. And it makes absolutely no difference what our position are on the issues. Because once we believe, and that's it. And I've had this conversation so many damn times, I'm sick of it. And when I have this conversation with people, and I try to soft pedal it, really try to soft pedal, I say, well, that's just a concept, and I want you to understand that. This is why I'm saying this. And they go, oh, yes, I understand. You're absolutely right. However, then there's a however comma. There's always that damn however comma. You know, well, there are times and there are circumstances and my car's the greatest car in the world. Doesn't work, but it's the greatest car in the world. We immediately defend ourselves and go back with a however comma. Now, I don't say anything to people because I don't want to get an argument anymore. I am tired of it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But that's the root cause of what our problems are. Now, who would ever say, where would you ever hear in the world that the root cause of our problems are our belief systems? The person would be hung. If a person had an AM, FM, or TV station, or even cable station, they would run off the air. Now, when I say belief systems, don't get me wrong. You want to believe in God? That's fine. I'm not saying that. But when we believe that such and such is the case, and we don't know, and we cling on to that belief, and the more evidence show that is displayed that that belief may be wrong, the more adamant we get that our belief is absolutely correct. We have met the enemy, folks. We have met the enemy. And you know who that enemy is. And I'm going to tell you, I don't like looking in the mirror. I'm not a good-looking guy. I mean, I wish I was just a tremendously looking guy. I'm not. I would prefer, you know, when I shave in the morning, that somehow I, you know, have a picture of, you know, somebody else there. You know, you name it. You know, some really good looking guy. Say, oh, that's what I look like. But it ain't the case. I'd like to believe it. Ain't true. Did I lock the back door? I don't know. I just don't know. And we don't hear that. How often do you hear people say, I don't know? And when it comes to politics, worst thing in the world, we become irrational idiots. Not even humans. I mean, it's not even human what we do when it comes to belief systems. I have a good friend of mine, and I love the guy. I really do. He's a good friend. And he's smart. He's so much smarter than I am. I mean, this guy is well-read. And he knows so much. I tell you, he built his own house. This guy is amazing. And not only, I mean, technically, is he astute? But I mean, he reads much more than I do. He reads excellent books. He gives speeches. I mean, the guy's, I tell you, the guy, one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life. And I'm not saying PhD smart. I mean, just a smart guy. When it comes to politics, he goes down the tubes. Just yesterday, he calls me. And I'm not criticizing the guy. Believe me, I love the guy. I told him that day. I said, look, I said, I want to argue with you. I love you. You know that. I was almost depressed after this conversation. And he teases me. He teases me like, you know, like I'm a multi-millionaire and I have all these friends, like Donald Trump and I go out drinking every night, you know. And he goes, well, looks like your friend Donald Trump really got skunked this time, blah, 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 blah. He brought it up. I don't want to bring it up. I don't care. I said, yeah, you're right. I said, you know, he was on a real dangerous mission. I said it was a loser probably from the start, you know. And you know, stuff like that comes back to bite you. Now just let it be. And he went on and on. I said, well, let me be honest with you. You know, he was telling me about, they hound something and they're only doing it because the neocons want to get the Democrats and the progressives. I said, forget about that. I said, look, I hate the Republicans. I hate the Democrats. I hate the progressives. Okay? I mean, I hate everybody. So it's I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate everybody, you know? You're an anarchist. I like you. Let me be honest. I don't like anybody. But let me just from my independent, this is an independent observation. I said, this guy presented his birth certificate. Now, this has been going on for a couple of years now. People have written books about the fact that he wasn't born here. Now, whether or not the books, I haven't read them, I don't care. Don't know who the authors are. It makes no difference. I said, my only point being is that if he had, in fact, he had a birth certificate, I said, why don't he go, Mary, here, we make a copy of that and put it on, you know, put it through a scanner and put it on my website. I mean, it would have cost him nothing. Absolutely zero, nothing, zero, zero, zero. Now, if you want to take the time of his secretary, all right, let me throw in $20. It would have cost him $20 to do that. Why do you wait 2 years? And this guy went, and I said, I'm not saying he's not a citizen. I said, if I was an investigative reporter, or if there was a crime involved and I was a detective, I would say that's highly suspicious activity. I would say, oh, there it is. Okay, he didn't do it. I'd say that would give me more cause to be suspicious. My friend went crazy. My friend went absolutely crazy. Folks, let's stop for station identification. I'm talking too much. Hold on a second. Oh, jeez. We lost our connection. Okay, folks, we lost our connection. Hold on a second.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN when... To hear important instructions, press 1. To host your show, since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Okay, I think I'm back on again. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know how long we've been disconnected. Well, I'm going to continue going, and we'll see what happens from there in. I just wanted to stop in for station identification. Uh-oh. Everything died on me. That's the problem. Hold on a second, folks. I think the whole system died.